Ngiyababulisa abaphulaphuli base-Tigerberg FM, sibulela ithuba esilinikiweyo loba sithi share the word of the Lord with abaphulaphuli. Namhlanje, I would like to talk about the topic that says, God shall restore us. UThixo uza kusiphinda asibumbe. UThixo uza kubuyisela zonke izinto ebezilahlekile ngegama lika Yesu Christu. The scripture reading for today sizayifumana in the book of Zechariah, chapter 15. I'm going to read very quickly. But I'm very angry. I'm very angry with other nations that are now enjoying peace and security. I was only a little angry with my people, but the nations inflicted harm on them far beyond my intentions. Therefore, this is what the Lord says, I have returned to show mercy to Jerusalem. My temple will be rebuilt, says the Lord of heaven's armies, and measurements will be taken for the construction of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Bazalwane, today I want to talk about restoration. Liyatsho ilizwi lika Zechariah, ithi ewe uThixo, bekukhokwa kwixesha apho uThixo besisiva uba ngaba khange simonwabise umphefumlo kaThixo. But uThixo ngenxa yezinto eziye zenziwa zezinye intlanga kuthi, uThixo, but I shall return and I shall restore joy and peace unto them. Utho in the book of Zechariah, I shall rebuild my temple. Bazalwane, namhlanje ndifuna ukutsho ndithi ewe siphila kwixesha le-COVID-19, siphila kwixesha le-pandemic, sibona i-season ithatha abantu bethu esibathandayo, sibona i-season of calamity, sibona i-season ye-wilderness, yangathi la season that the nation of Israel was in when they came out of Egypt and they were going to Canaan. They were in the season of the wilderness. They were in the season of confusion. It's a season of being hard pressed. It's a season of being perplexed. But we are chombali at noba singabe siyaba hard pressed on every side. Kota tina si chumzeki. Uti noba singabe kandi uba kwizinto eziye sikuzisi confuse. Kota tinu chiko wetu akashi. So today I want to talk about restoration, that uthixo uyasithembisa kwincwadika Zekaria that he shall restore us. I restoration geba zalu, it is not revamping. Irrestoration, I go to renovate. Irrestoration, I go to repair. Apo ulungisa indo ibimoshakele. Irrestoration, kaThixo kukwenza izinto ezintsha. Zibelo lahlobo yayifana uba zibe lilo ngela xesha uThixo wayeplana ngobomi bakho. Yes, I understand. You might have lost a parent. Mhlawumbi uyakhala. Ufana nam ngoDisemba ngela xesha bendiluza umama wam. Ndimvizithela, ndiphuma, ndingena. Ndime egeyithini, ndimphathela iBhayibhile. Ngamanye amaxesha ndimphathela iScriptures. Ngamanye amaxesha ndimphathela incwadi. Kodwa on the 26th of December, I got a call eyayisithi umama wam has departed. This is a person elibe ndithetha naye ebusuku kusithiwa ioxygen levels zakhe ziimprovile. And she was on the COVID ward. And I began to ask, ndambuza uThixo imibuzo emininzi, ndisithi Thixo, njani uthi unyaka ushekelwe yi-5 days before uphele, but wena undithathele umzali after izinto ezininzi ebezingemnandanga, ebezisenzeka ngo-2020. But God encouraged me, wathi uThixo, I shall bring restoration. And when I bring restoration, it shall be restoration of stolen joy. Joy that has been stolen, I will give you joy in multiplication. Uvuyo obelibiwe. I shall restore your family. I shall restore peace unto you. So you might be there. Mhlawumbe usekhayelitsha okanye usenyanga okanye you are in any other part of the Western Cape and you are listening to Radio Tigerberg. I want to assure you that uThixo uthi uza kubuyisela zonke izinto ebezithathiwe kuwe. Noba luvuyo, noba yifamily, noba yinto. When he restores, as Babin showed it, he does not repent. We've got to understand the season esikuyo, that season esikuyo, it ke Bible xa ithetha, it onyana the sons of Issachar. There were people who understood the times and the seasons zakwaSirayeli. Babe understand amaxesha plus ne seasons zakwaSirayeli. And they understood what Israel ought to do. Babe yazi uba uSirayeli funeka enze ntoni. And they were able to advise accordingly. Funeka siqonde uba ixesha esiphila kulo ngoku, ixesha esilikulo, lixesha apho sishiywa ngabantu, lixesha apho amabantu avaliwe. Kodwa uThixo, ingabukhona na umuntu out there that I can trust? Is there anyone out there that I can trust that they will be able to push in prayer, that they will be able to drive this spirit of death and drive it back to the gates of our death? And uThixo, kule season sikuyo, even though he shall restore us, we are in a season where we must be properly dressed for the season. Asikwazi ukuthi uthi ufunexesha bangaba ufana uba wena uya elwandle kodwa uya elwandle unxiba ijasi, okanye uthi ngesizini yasewinter wena uya wearing a swimwear. ngesizini yasewinter. We need to be properly dressed as the children of God for this season. Ngoba uThixo usithembisile, what I shall restore you. So I want to say, uyazibuza mhlawumbe uthi emfundisi umthetho xa usithi what do you mean when you say let us be properly dressed for this season? What it means to be properly dressed for this season? We cannot afford, singabantwana bakaThixo as the body of Christ, we cannot afford to be pulling from all directions. We cannot afford to be criticizing each other, even on social media. God is expecting at this time unity of faith. Ithi iBhayibhile uThixo is expecting oneness, is expecting unity of faith. Apho sizawudibanisa iintambiso zethu, and we are going to pray until we see this pandemic leaving our shores. We are going to pray until there's a wave of healing that is hitting us as a nation. Sizawuthandaza de kutshitshe izinto. Sizawuthandaza uthi not in my family, not in my community, uthi not my children, not my mother, not my father, uthi not my uncle, not umalume wam, not uanti wam. Everything that is associated with me, it is protected. And that is what God says. And God is saying in the book of Psalms, chapter 133, uthi where there's unity of brothers and sisters, or there's unity of brethren, there I command a blessing. So we need to be properly dressed for this season by being united with each other. United. It is the time for Ramakola to unite and be united in prayer. Whether it will be overall, or whether it will be a jacket, or whether it will be collar, or whether it will be collar, this is not the time to be arguing about those things. This is the time that we must be united, because what joins us together is that we recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God, and we recognize that the supremacy of Christ, and that is what we must be focusing on. Unity of faith is what we need to be wearing as a garment in this season. Prayer. We need to pray until we see a change. We need to pray and engage God until right now. This is not the time to be hitting the streets. This is your territory. Right now, it is the time that in our own little closets we pray. We pray for your family, and you tell the enemy, that enemy, you have no right to come and steal in my family. No life shall be lost. I shall not attend a funeral. That we pray not only for our families, that we even pray for those that are in hospitals that are battling for their lives. Right now, some of them are struggling to breathe. This, and they are trying all sorts of antibiotics. They are battling COVID-19. And this is the season that we must pray for them. We go out there as a bedlele, and we begin to release prayer until those people, they begin to feel that they are healed. Sikwave sikwazi umthandazo. Ayiloxesha lokulwa bazalwane eli, ingeloxesha loyitoyitoya, ingeloxesha lophikisana, ingeloxesha lolongquzulana. Lixesha lento banangaba sihambe, sithi go out there and release prayer in the realm of the spirit. How do you properly dress? You get dressed by being united. You get dressed by praying. You get dressed by commanding the spirit of death that is hovering over this nation, by commanding lomoya wokufa that is crying and baying for ubomi babantu, baying for abantwana bethu, baying for our parents. Families are left, abantwana bayashiyeka, bashiyeka bezingedama, bengenabazali. Umzali ugqetyelwe engena esibhedlele, ngene Tiger Beg Hospital akaphinda phume kusithiwa une COVID, okanye omnye ube neclot emiphungeni. Omnye is trying to breathe. Omnye akakwazi utyhafile. Omnye kho oxygen emzimbeni wakhe. Ayiloxesha lokulwa bazalwane. Lixesha loba sixelele ukufa. Bakufa uthathe. Whatever that you have taken from us, enough is enough. Kwanele. And we stand and si administrate igazi lika Yesu on the road. Lixesha loba masime bethunana. Siphume ezitratweni. Sime sithandaze. Senze prayer walks ezitratweni zethu. Lifike lelo xesha. All those things. All the time that we have always been thinking. Kudala silicinga. Lixesha ubuphume wena as umntana kaKristu, ufike uqale from the next street to the other street, uwalke ubize abanye abantwana ababiza igama likaYesu, and you begin to pray for that community, and you begin to command the spirit of death and push it back to the gates of Hades. This is the time, and this is the season. Okwesithathu, basibuza uThixo, bathixo uye wayivumela iCOVID-19 yafika. iCOVID-19 yaclaim lives abefundisi. iCOVID-19 yathatha abazalwane. iCOVID-19 yathatha abazali. Uye wayivumela. Sithini isifundo osisifundisa sona thina singabantwana bakaThixo? Sithini isifundo? Lixesha laloo nto siphila kwelo xesha apho uThixo sawuthi, Thixo, sixelele isifundo, uthi masifunde ntoni kuyo yonke le season? Ngoba uthe, yes, you shall restore us. Uthe, yes, you shall heal us. Uthe, yes, you shall restore joy unto ourselves. You shall restore health unto our bodies. Uthe, but ufuna sifunde ntoni kule season, Thixo? Ingaba Thixo ikhona into ebefanuba siyenzile esingakhange siyenze? Lixesha kwamasiyo uthetha noThixo. So I want to say, let us be properly dressed for this season, because the season that we are in, it is not a normal season. It is an abnormal season. It is a season where abantu, right now we are no longer concerned who's driving the best car. We are no longer concerned who's carrying the best bag. We are no longer concerned who's building the biggest house. But right now we are concerned about people's lives, and the life comes from God. Lives. I'm the truth, I'm the life, and I'm the way. And we need to go back to Him. Right now, bazalwane, I want us to be reminded about what Jeremiah writes in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30. Uthi Thixo ku Jeremiah, uku prove bani zawubuya eBabylon after 70 years. Uthi go and buy land because I will restore you. But right now, kulixesha yisizini yoba nihambe niye eBabylon. And xa nifika eBabylon, nifike ni cooperate nesizini eBabylon. As I have said to you, that we need to be properly dressed for this season. Ayiloxesha loba sixa sithandaza, sithi sithandazela imoto, sithi sithandazela imali, sithi sithandazela ntoni. This is not the time for breakthroughs and prosperity and this and that and that. This is the time that we need to begin to engage God. That God uthe uza kusi restore. And so what is it that you want us to learn in this season? Bazalwane, uthi Thixo kayethetha in the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. Uthi after Jeremiah is 70 years, nizawubuya eBhabheli. Xelela abantwana bakaSirayeli that bazawubuya eBhabheli. And xa bebuya eBhabheli, I am going to restore them. Uthi I will heal their land. Uthi I will gather them to me. Uthi ndizawubanika joy, joy unspeakable. Uthi ndizawubanika new wine. New wine speaks of the spirit of the living God. In new wine ithetha ngovuyo. In new wine ithetha, you know, ithetha ngezinto ezintsha uThixo azenzayo. Uthi they shall eat olives. Olives speaks of the anointing. Sifikelele kwixesha bazalwane apho singabantwana bakaKristu, lifikile ixesha that sizawuhamba abantu bazawuphila ngenxa yeshadows zethu. Sizawuthethwa kwimiboko yase Radio Tagabek and people shall be healed. Lixesha elitshoyo. And one thing that we must not do right now is that we must remember that which Paul writes in the book of Philippians. Uthi Paul xa ethetha ebhalile ibandla lasePhilippi athi that good work that God has started doing, umsebenzi omhle uThixo wenzileyo uza kuwugqiba. UThixo bekuqala umsebenzi wakhe and uThixo akazusishiya esithubeni. UThixo uzawugqiba umsebenzi and uYesu uzawufika. Uthi until Jesus Christ comes, the good work that God has started doing in our lives, He shall surely complete it until the day of Jesus. And uYesu akakabuyi, umsebenzi usemninzi. Let us go out there. Let us preach the gospel. Let us lay hands on the sick. Let us stand on the gates of the hospitals. And let us begin to declare that you gates of Tigerberg, you gates of Rotestir, you shall release people being healed. You shall release and begin to speak to people. Go and shout about the names of people who are sleeping in hospitals and begin to engage God. Ufikuthi Thixo ndiyabuthandazela ubomi kabani, ndiyabuthandazela ubomi kamamngwevu, ndiyabuthandazela ubomi kamathangisa, because she's sleeping in hospital right now and she's battling to breathe and she's fighting against COVID, and we declare that COVID shall not be able to win. So bazalwane, ndize nelo lizwi athi Paul xa ethetha athi the good work that the Lord has started doing, He shall surely complete until the day of Jesus. Ati xa ethetha uPaul ati whether I am dead or alive, ati for me to live is Christ and to die is also Christ. Uthi xa ethetha ke uthi even if I'm alive, I will continue preaching the gospel. Even noba ndifile, I will be the prize to Christ in heaven. So thina noba kuyafiwa bazalwane, abo bafele enkosini, mhlawumbi nomama wakho besindisiwe wafele enkosini, mazi namhlanje ba she is resting and she's walking in the streets of gold. You do not have to complain. You do not have to blame God. Today I want to pray for everybody who's in hospital. You are probably listening to me right now, Pastor Mthethwa, and you are saying, Mfundisi, I'm battling. My lungs are unable to function. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we release healing upon those lungs. Sikhulule ukugcoba, sikhulule impiliso upon those lungs. We declare that that pulmonary system is working according to the order of God. We declare that your organs are working, the arteries are working, your healthy cells are working. working in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to release healing and I want to release restoration to those you probably have lost your job and you're wondering what is in store for me in 2021. I want to declare to you today that God shall give you a new job and it shall amaze you. It shall amaze even your relatives. You shall rise above your competitors. You shall rise above your contenders. You shall rise above your peers. You shall walk out of this season with a testimony. Kobuthixo kaye restore. Uza restore ngaphezulu akazu repairish. Uthixo akazu renovator, but he shall restore. I want to pray for the people that are saying that I have lost a loved one. I've lost a mother. I've lost a brother. I've lost a relative. I've lost a father. My mother just died with all the plans and she succumbed to COVID. But I want to say to you today, Jesus Christ is our comforter. Uthixo besazi yena. Uthi I will not bring pain without allowing something new to be born. Uthixo ayizisintlunge ebomini bakho. It is because there is something new that Uthixo ayizisayo. You may not understand it now, but you will understand it later. I want to say, be comforted, mntana kababa. Uthixo nawe, the God of comfort. He shall be a father to you. He shall be the one that shall be a husband. Perhaps uluze umyeni. The Lord shall be a husband. And I want to pray for our nation. Right now, the Lord will bring a supernatural shift on this nation. We do not know if the vaccine is right or wrong. There are so many things that are being said. But and we declare that uThixo yena uzawugqibela. If ichiza funeka lifumanekile, lizawufumaneka and the children of God shall be healed. We release healing upon this nation. We release restoration upon this nation. See, we shall not live in fear of COVID-19. For COVID-19 has a personality, a character. COVID-19 in a gama. But there is a name that is above every other name. That name is the name of Jesus. And in that we declare that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess and the children of God shall be healed. Echwateskir, they shall be healed. Echekabeg, they shall be healed. In all the hospitals, the Soma said they shall be healed. We declare healing upon this province. We declare healing upon this nation. And we speak against the third wave that is already predicted. We declare that there shall be no third wave. We declare enough is enough. There shall be no death. We declare life and life in abundance. I want to say stand and stand and stand in the name of Jesus. Asingobantu ababuyiswa ngemva, singobantu bangonozikhalazo. Thina simele izwini likaThixo, ilizwe lingaguqukiyo. In the name of Jesus, continue to stand in Jesus' name. Amen.